Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. There's a new CEO of Entergy Arkansas, the state's largest utility provider. Laura Landreau took over the reins on July 1st and is the first female leader of the organization. She's got a busy background in energy and within the company. I sat down last week to learn where she intends to make her mark. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
thank
welcome.
So I appreciate you having me.
I need to tell everybody you have a big background with Entergy in customer service and regulatory and governmental affairs and operations and
finance,
economic development and finance most recently. And so if there is a more well-rounded employee at Entergy to lead it, I don't know who that person would be.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah. So before we get into Entergy and what you'll be doing, I want people to get a little bit better understanding of Arkansas's newest CEO. So where'd you grow up? How did you find your way to Entergy?
Oh, it was a long journey, but I grew up here in Little Rock, born and raised, and attended University of Arkansas, where I got a degree in political science, and then stayed there up in Fayetteville for my law degree. But then moved out to Phoenix, Arizona, and joined a law firm in Phoenix, where I first got introduced into the electric business.
Okay.
We represented clients that were building large power plants out in the desert to serve the growing metropolitan Phoenix area. And I learned, you know, from start to finish what that process looked like. I then moved to Salt River Project, which is the electric utility that serves the greater Phoenix area. Mm-hmm. And worked in their legal department, but with the transmission organization. And the transmission organization was building large high voltage transmission lines from the power plants that we had built in my law firm, and then to the Central Phoenix area. And I worked with the transmission department on resolving landowner concerns and ensuring that the route that we selected was the most reasonable route to present to
like
the...
Like any good engineer would do. So
they and love a good public relations person.
Right.
We wanted to have the least impact on the customers as possible.
Yeah. And somehow that translated to there was an opening at Entergy at some point and you had the skill set to come back and take that job.
I was looking to come home.
Yeah.
I was looking to be closer to family in 2007. And so Entergy was a natural fit coming back to the state of Arkansas. I grew up as an Entergy customer here. They had an opening in their legal department. And so that's where I started and moved from there into regulatory affairs. And then most recently into finance before taking the president role.
There's been a lot going on in terms of electricity and generation and transmission, and even just the whole industry itself has been upended just like every other industry in terms of, you know, now you can put your stuff back on the grid. I mean, there's just a lot of things that are changing for customers in that respect now. It's not the traditional old energy company, even though in some ways it is because it's still regulated. But how do you kind of cope with some of the transformation that's coming along? And, you know, is that a mindset or is that a plan of action?
Both. I think it's an exciting mindset. I think it's an exciting time to be leading Entergy Arkansas into this transformation. Just like any other industry, we're seeing advancements in technology, and we are looking to put that to good use for the benefit of our customers. I think you've heard about the advanced meters that we're deploying over the next several years, and that's really going to let the customer take more control over their energy usage and hopefully make it easier for them to do business with us.
There was a point in time, and I remember it from my time in politics, where Entergy would have been opposed to that type of customer ability or that customer independence there. What has changed in that respect?
Well, I think the customer expectations have changed. The customer's expectations of what their energy provider has to offer them is evolving. And so it's up to us to deliver on that expectation.
You've also got renewable energy has come on board. We saw for a period of time where wind power was kind of really catching or gaining steam. There still are some wind power projects that are out there. I think Wind Catcher's kind of the biggest one of late. solar power is where I have seen Entergy making a lot of investments. Rick Riley and I talked recently about the cost of solar coming down so much. Are there other renewables out there, or do you think solar is kind of where it's at for the next few years?
Well, Entergy has been focused on solar recently because it's a renewable resource that we can site almost anywhere in the state. Wind generation is a bit more difficult, and we're seeing the out-of-state projects. And our focus in Entergy thus far has been on what we can do within the state. Rick told you most recently about the Stuttgart Solar Project in Stuttgart. It's a 181 megawatt facility in Stuttgart that we started taking power from in June. And since you last spoke, we've gotten approval for an additional facility in Lake Village area, which will be the 100 megawatt facility.
You've been involved in the planning process of everything that kind of is Entergy's plan of action right now. What are you going to do differently as CEO? What are you going to do to kind of put your stamp on this seat?
Well, what I hope to do is bring my experience in regulatory affairs and finance together. You know, Rick was here talking to you about all of the advancements we've made under his leadership and improvements in reliability.
He was trying to credit everybody else.
He
for
was
it, not
trying
taking
to credit everybody
it,
so. Else, but that man has done quite a bit for the state of Arkansas. What I would like to focus on is how we meet those customer expectations that are evolving, how we implement this new technology while keeping an eye on reasonable rates. We are now currently below the regional and national average in our rates, and so I want to find the unique balance between making the investments necessary for the modern grid, for the customer expectations, but also keeping a close eye on reasonable rates.
Laura Landreau, Entergy Arkansas's new president and CEO. You can catch more of our interview and an article on Laura at our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.